praise the Lord, beautiful sister, and welcome back to the She's Called and Confident podcast. So I recently got off a conversation with a person, and during this conversation, we were talking all about clarity, which is something that I see a lot of women desiring to have when it comes to the area of their calling and their assignment and what to do. And so I felt like it was necessary for me to come on here and talk about what happens when you're in the middle of trying to figure out what your assignment, what your current assignment is, what your calling is, and you just can't clarify it. And let me tell you, I know firsthand how frustrating it could be. I mean, a lot of you know, if my transformation journey, right, from losing it all and being and rebuilding my identity in Christ, and then clarifying what it is that I'm supposed to be doing with my gifts, with my talents, and then starting the podcast and helping other women do the same. Well, on this podcast episode, I'm going to take you a little bit into the psychology world, because I find that it's really helpful to kind of break down what's happening if you are in a state of nervousness, of stress, of just constant pressure, where you are closing in your mind and being able to receive the full-on information. And if any of you are familiar with psychology, then you might be familiar with this term called Maslow's hierarchy of needs, which is a triangle, right? And there's five phases of this. And the very bottom of this has to do with your physiological needs. Now, if you've never seen Maslow's hierarchy of needs, I want you to go to Google and type that out. Type out Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and you're definitely going to see a lot of images. And if you're somebody who needs to see it like me, then it's going to help. And this also helps a lot with people. If you're dealing with anybody who has constant trauma, it just kind of helps you meet their basic necessities at the core, at the root of it. So at the very bottom is the physiological needs. These are basic things that people need, like breathing, food, water, shelter, clothing, and also I'm going to point out sleep, physiological needs. So if you find yourself in a constant state of stress, where you're going through a lot of life crises and your sleep is being impacted, know that already, it's like the basic needs. You need that in order to move up the ladder, in order to move up this hierarchy. And just to kind of like give you a little like to the end, the very top is the self-actualization, which is where creativity comes in, with acceptance, and also like meaning, life fulfillment, your purpose, right? So everybody wants to operate from the top of this pyramid, the self-actualization, the life fulfillment. But you need to understand that you need to meet these needs starting from the very bottom, the core needs, all the way to the top. So number one, physiological needs. If you are in constant stress or you're not having enough sleep, this is going to impact you being operate to the fullness of your potential. Now, number two is safety and security. Safety and security. This is health, employment, property, family, social ability, so on and so forth. But I want to point out the word safety, because if your body is holding on to a lot of trauma, a lot of deep-rooted hurts and wounds, then you need to be able to tell your body and show your body that it is safe for you to move forward. It is safe for you to pursue your purpose, and that there's no threats happening. So already we see that if you're somebody who are in a constant state of stress, not sleeping well, feel threatened or not safe all the way, like you need to meet those needs in order to fully operate to the fullness of your calling, to have that self-actualization, that meaning, okay? That's the second stage. The third stage, now we come into love and belonging. These are friendships, family, your intimacy, sense of connection. You know, that sense of connection is a basic human needs. We all need it for some sort. And so if you feel like you're in an environment that is not supportive to you and you don't like, you feel lonely, then you're going to have to meet that need in order to continue to move up that ladder. Okay, number four, self-esteem, right? Confidence, achievement, respect of others. So I love this saying that if you like rise to the approval of others, you will also fall for any disapproval. Your identity, what you believe about yourself, has to be so rooted on who you are in Christ so that things that other people think, it does not faze you. Because many people want to operate in their calling. Many people want to have life fulfillment, but you have to have a thick skin. You can't just fall or crumble for anything. You have to be rooted in your safety in God, that He protects and provides for you. Your identity and self-worth, it's all connected here. But if you're not fully, use the word developed in these areas, or if you're facing life troubles where there's just a lot going on in your current circumstance, your health is not all the way great, you're just dealing with a lot of different emotional needs, then this is probably a reason why, no matter how much you are forcing yourself to find the clarity in your life, to find the clarity in your calling and life fulfillment and wanting to move on to the next, it's because you haven't met these basic needs and developed it. You know what I mean? Get some sleep, get some rest, protect like your environment, you know what I mean? Surround yourself with people where you feel loved and belong and safety and security, that and be rooted in your identity and self-worth in Christ so that you could be at the top of that pyramid of the Maslow's hierarchy of needs of self-actualization and having meaning and purpose for your life. And I hope this makes sense, because I find that so many people want that answer, but you also need to make sure that you are meeting your basic needs. Amen. And this is why I'm so passionate, because I had my life crisis where I had to start from the very bottom and to rebuild myself, rebuild my identity, my safety, so that I could rise to that level of the person that God is calling me to be. And so I just want to encourage you to meet your needs of where you currently are so that you can move up that ladder and have the clarity with your current assignment that God has for you, because you were created for good works in Jesus' name. So with that, I also want to say that if you need clarity or just life support, some coaching and mentorship, I'm going to put the link below for you to apply for a one-on-one call with me so that you can get out of the stuck and uncertainty mode and into like breathing and just being able to say like, I feel fulfilled. I always like to say the fulfillment factor in your life, there's two things. Either your relationship with God is off or you're not operating in your calling. Let's get those in alignment so you could live life excited and fulfilled in Jesus' name. So I hope you enjoyed this short, brief podcast episode, but I found it very necessary to just cover this hierarchy because truly it makes a huge difference if you are meeting your needs from like the base level all the way up to the self-actualization. It's pretty cool. If you've never seen it, go to Google, look it up, and you're going to be like, wow. So if you have any questions, DM me on Instagram, or if you like this podcast episode, share it with somebody. Talk to you very soon. I have some exciting announcement for second quarter. And you know what? This has me thinking. Meet your needs where you are right now so you could prepare yourself for this second quarter in 2024, and recapture the vision of your life, recapture the vision of your goals, bring in alignment what you need to do. Let go of things that are no longer serving you and no longer nurturing you forward in Christ. Amen. All right. Talk to you on the next podcast episode.